WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, we started talking about clouds and how fascinating they can be, often what snags our interest in weather. We continue that train of thought this week. In one form or another, water is always present in the atmosphere. But water molecules in our atmosphere are too small to bond together for the formation of cloud droplets. In order for water molecules to bond, they require a flatter surface, an object with a radius of at least 1 micrometer, that's 1/1,000,000th of a meter, on which to form a bond in order to make the transition from vapor to liquid, a process known as condensation. Those objects are referred to as condensation nuclei, sometimes often called cloud seeds. The number of cloud condensation nuclei in the air can be measured and ranges between about 100 to 1,000 nuclei per cubic centimeter. Now, nuclei are minute solid and liquid particles found in abundance in the air. Now, some of the things that can be nuclei include dust, smoke particles from fires or volcanoes, sea salt from ocean spray, soot from smokestacks or internal combustion engines, or tiny specks of wind-blown soil. These nuclei are hygroscopic, meaning they attract water molecules, and their size is about 1/100th the size of a fully formed cloud droplet. Therefore, every cloud droplet has a speck of dirt, dust, or salt crystal at its core. But even with a condensation nuclei, the cloud droplet is essentially made up of pure water. So what else do we need for the process of cloud formation to occur? Well, that's where temperature plays a role, and that is the topic for our next episode. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.